啊，我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹以及亲戚朋友，来参加我们这一次的祭布道。
We welcome our family and friends and our brothers and sisters to our quarterly evangelical service.
好，我们现在就一起同心啊，低头默祷。
Let's pray in silence.
阿们，奉主耶稣圣名，我们继续安息生日上午的布道聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our Sabbath worship.
我们一起来唱赞美诗72首。
Let us sing hymn number 72.
请会众仍然肃立，我们一起低头，来向天上的这位真神献上我们至真至诚的祈祷。
Please remain standing and let us bow our heads and offer our sincerest prayer to our God in heaven.
我们一起低头，心中默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢您。
And merciful Father, we thank you.
你的慈爱上及诸天。
Your mercy reaches to the heaven.
你的信实达到穹苍。
And your faithfulness reaches the end of the world.
你的公义好像高山。
Your justice is as high as the mountain.
你的判断如同深渊。
And your judgment is like the deep.
愿你时常施慈爱给认识你的人。
We ask you to show mercy to those who love you.
我们感谢您啊，照着我们所预定的布道聚会的日期。
And according to your plan, we have gathered here to worship you.
我们弟兄姐妹及亲爱的朋友亲戚在这里聚集。
And we gather here as brothers and sisters and family and friends.
愿您施恩啊，保护看顾我们。
May you bless us and watch over us.
因为能够认识您是我们啊这一生最美的祝福。
Because to know you is the greatest blessing we can ever have.
愿您将这样的福气平安赏赐给我们。
We ask you to grant us such a peace and blessing.
让我们因为敬畏您一无所缺。
So that we learn to fear you and lack nothing.
主啊，我们将这场布道聚会恭恭敬敬地交在你的手中。
Lord, we entrust our evangelical service unto your hands.
愿您亲自带领，亲自祝福。
May you guide us and bless us.
我们将一切荣耀、颂赞、尊贵、权柄都归在你的圣名之下。
And we give all glory and praise unto your holy name.
直到永远。
Until forever.
哈利路亚。阿们。
Hallelujah, amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们布道会之前，我们要先邀请圣荷西的诗班来献唱诗歌。荣耀颂赞天上的真神。
Before the sermon, we would invite the San Jose Choir to sing a few hymns to praise our God in heaven.
我们现在就请诗班来献唱。
And we'd like to invite the choir to come up.
各位朋友们大家好，今天非常欢迎大家来参加我们圣荷西教会的聚会。现在的社会看起来好像科技进步，医学文明，但是人的心中却越来越失去了平安。有经济的压力，有政治社会的动荡，天灾意外的发生，都使得人感觉失去保障。亲爱的朋友们，在今天的诗歌当中，我们要介绍一位神，他会带给人真正的平安。你知道吗？在这个互不相干的社会里面，天上的父深深地爱着我们。希望你能够懂，希望你能够明白，能够回到他的怀抱，重新体会这一份爱。天上的父说，他用永远的爱来爱我们。今天圣荷西诗班要献上我们最真诚的赞美，我们要献上两首诗歌，一个是荣耀圣名，还有在天父的宝座面前。
We welcome all of our friends to San Jose Church for our evangelical service today. Our society today has become technologically advanced, yet there is less peace in people's hearts. Factors such as economic pressure, political problems, and natural disasters keep us from feeling secure. But in today's hymnal presentations, dear friends, we will present to you a living God who can bring you true peace. Do you know there is a Father in heaven who cares about us? It is through his hope that we can enter into his peace and experience his wonderful love. He said, "I have loved you with an everlasting love." Today, the San Jose Church Choir would like to share this peace and love with everyone by presenting two hymns of praise to God, "Glorious is Thy Name" and "Before the Throne of God Above."
Strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name righteousness, the great unchangeable I am, the King of glory and of grace. My praise itself I cannot die. My soul is purchased by His blood. My life is hid with Christ on high, with Christ my Savior and my God, with Christ my Savior and my God. But with itself I cannot die. My soul is purchased by His blood. My life is hid.
我们再一次的谢谢圣何西的诗班啊，所献唱优美的诗歌，颂赞荣耀天上的真神。
We appreciate the hymns offered by the San Jose Choir to praise our God in heaven.
啊，愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归在天上的父神。
May we give all the glory and praise to our God's holy name.
啊，早上小弟啊，想要借着主耶稣啊在世上所行的一个神迹，来跟我们大家来谈一谈啊有关。我们的婚姻，我们的家庭。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you a miracle performed by our Lord Jesus to discuss our family life and our marriage.
最近呢，可能因着一些新闻的消息，还有这个电视媒体的戏剧的影响，外遇的问题好像啊。成为现在很热门的一个话题。
And if you follow the news or TV shows, it seems as though extramarital affairs is a very popular subject.
不但是市井小民，甚至连政治人物，我们加州的州长，都没有办法来免过。
Not only ordinary citizens, but even the former governor of California cannot make the same mistake.
我们也都知道，家庭是从婚姻开始的。
A family grows from a marriage.
从圣经我们晓得，婚姻的开始是神亲自所配合所见证。
And the Bible tells us that the first marriage was established and witnessed by God Himself.
那是给人类一生最美的一个祝福。
And through marriage, God gave us the most beautiful blessing in life.
家庭从此之后就成为每一个人他能够得到安慰，得到休息，得到温暖，得到鼓励的地方。
And from our marriage grows a family that gives us warmth and comfort.
也借着婚姻跟家庭让我们生养后代。
And through our family, we can have descendants.
能够成为社会，成为国家。成为全世界。
And each family can grow into part of a society, a nation, and the entire world.
同样的，对家庭的经营跟管理，也是我们在我们的事业上，甚至我们的社会、国家的治理上，最主要的一个基础。
And learning to manage a family is the beginning of learning how to manage our business and even a nation.
圣经告诉我们， 如果不能管理自己的家庭，怎么能够管理神的家庭？
The Bible tells us that if we cannot manage our own household, how can we manage the house of God?
所以中国人说，齐家治国平天下，就是这样的道理。
And a Chinese saying says that if there's harmony in your family, then you can rule a nation and bring peace to the world.
但是因为受到世界潮流价值观扭曲的影响。
But today, the morals of the world has been twisted.
人们已经不再重视家庭的经营跟管理。
People no longer place a high value on managing their own families.
甚至很多在社会上，在政治上很有成就的人，他们都不一定拥有一个美满幸福的家庭。
And people who are successful in business or in politics do not necessarily have a good family.
或许这也是告诉我们为什么世界会一直动乱不安的原因吧。
This may be one reason why there is chaos in the world.
因为我们连最基本的这个家庭的经营我们都没有办法成功。
If a person cannot take care of his own family,
我们又怎么样能够照顾承接这个治国的重责大任呢？
And how can that person carry a greater responsibility of managing a nation?
所以家庭的问题也是我们当今一个很棘手的问题。
Therefore, our family is a very important issue.
那刚刚小弟说到家庭的开始源于婚姻。
As I said, family grows from our marriage.
我们来看看主耶稣把他第一件的神迹就是行在一个婚礼的婚宴上面。
When the Lord Jesus Christ performed his first miracle during a wedding.
我们请看约翰福音的第二章。
Let's turn to John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章从第一节到十一节。
John chapter 2 verses 1 to 11.
二章第一节，第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。二节
，verse two，
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。三节
，three，
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说：“他们没有酒了。”四节
，verse four，
耶稣说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”五节
，verse five，
他母亲对佣人说。他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。六节
，six，
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。七节
，seven，
耶稣对佣人说：“把缸倒满了水。”他们就倒满了，直到缸口。八节
，eight，
耶稣又说：“现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的。”他们就送了去。九节。
Nine，
管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来。十节
，ten，
对他说：“人都是先摆上好酒，等客人喝足了，才摆上次的。你倒把好酒留到如今。”十一节
，eleven，
这是耶稣所行头一件神迹。是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他。在这一段的经文记载，主耶稣参加了一个筵席。
This passage tells us that Jesus attended a feast.
他的母亲还有他的门徒也都一起去了。
And his mother and his disciples went along.
这一场筵席遇到了一个困难。
And there was a problem in this wedding feast.
就是他们所预备的酒不够。
And that is that the wine they had prepared ran out.
在当时他们这场婚礼的饮料想必是很久之前就已经准备好的。
And they had to prepare wine long before the wedding took place.
他们都是自己酿酒啊。
Because in those days, people made their own wine.
可能准备了好几年也说不定。
Perhaps it took years to prepare enough wine.
那这个时候遇到这个酒用尽的时候
But at this time, they ran out of wine.
不但让客人不能尽兴啊，也让主人颜面无光。
Now the guests cannot enjoy themselves, and it would embarrass the host.
很多时候我们的人生许多快乐的事情就好像这里的酒一样。
And oftentimes, our happy days are like this wedding feast running out of wine.
在圣经的诗篇104篇那边告诉我们说酒能悦人的心呢。
Psalm 104 tells us that wine makes us glad.
所以很多场合快乐的场合都少不了这个酒这个饮料。
And in many celebrations, wine is a necessity.
但是我们都晓得的酗酒不好，饮酒过量也不好了。
But at the same time, we know that to indulge in wine to get drunk is not good.
但是在快乐的时候人们总是喝点酒来增加气氛。
But people consume alcohol to enjoy themselves.
那所以在一个酒用尽的婚宴上。
So when wine ran out during this wedding banquet,
让原本快乐的时光失去了色彩。
Then the joy of the celebration also stopped.
让这对新人在他们的婚姻、家庭各方面的开始却有了一个这个不足的地方。
And it brought an abrupt end to the celebration of the beginning of the marriage of the newlyweds.
想必这也不是他们愿意，也不是他们料想得到的。
This is probably something unexpected, something they did not plan for.
他们已经尽心的规划，万全的准备。
They must have taken every effort to prepare the wedding banquet.
俗话说不怕一万就怕这个万一。
They must have accounted for all contingencies.
意外总是这个如影随形的临到我们。
Yet something they did not plan for happened.
不管我们愿不愿意。
Whether or not we are willing.
它就是会出现。
These accidents happen.
在我们人生里头
in our lives,
在我们的婚姻当中
in our marriage,
也有很多这种意外的发生
there are many, sometimes accidents happen,
我们可以精心的筹备我们的婚礼
we can plan every single detail in our wedding,
经营我们的婚姻
we can do everything we can to manage our marriage,
但是我们仍然没有办法防范那个意外的发生。
Yet we cannot prevent accidents.
处在这个淫乱罪恶的世代当中。
In this adulterous generation.
每一对夫妻他们要面对的是不但是这个结婚之后生活生存的压力。
Not only does a newlywed have to face their everyday livelihood.
亲子的问题。
And the relationship with their parents and children.
他们彼此之间的忠诚也不断受到外在的考验。
Their faithfulness to each other continues to be tested.
有一个弟兄他在中午接他上班的太太出来吃饭。
Once there was a brother who took his wife out to lunch.
这个车子遇到红灯停了下来。
And their car stopped at a red light.
这个时候是吃饭时间，所以有很多的这个上班族他们都离开公司到外面这个来吃饭。
And since it was noon time, and many people were out having lunch.
这个弟兄就看着一群的这个 office lady 穿着这个高跟鞋，穿着这个公司的制服叩叩叩叩的经过这个马路
So this brother was stopped at the red light, he saw a group of ladies and dressed in office attire, high heels, walking across the street.
这个弟兄两眼看呆了
So he couldn't help but stare at them.
直到后面的车子按喇叭说绿灯了，该走了，他才回过神。
And then he heard the car behind him honk because it was the green light.
回家之后隔天他太太买了五双高跟鞋。
So the next day, his wife bought herself five pairs of high heels.
你喜欢看女生穿高跟鞋， 老娘啊就穿在啊穿给你看哦。
She said, since you enjoy looking at high heels so much, and I will show you high heels.
哎，小弟还记得啊，我在啊学校的一个同学哦，这个啊要前往中国大陆的时候啊。
There was a classmate of mine who was planning to go to China.
哦，当他写信告诉所有的这些老同学呀、啊，希望哦啊给他一点祝福啊。
And he wrote to us, asking us to give him some blessing.
哦，当中有一个同学啊，好、哦、给他一个、啊、三不一没有的警告哦。
And one of my classmates replied, giving him
三个 no 哦。还有一个
three notes and one don't.
好、哦，哎，哪三个不啊
？What are the three notes？
哦啊，不要哦，太过招摇、哦，凡事要低调一点。
Be low key. Don't show off yourself.
哦，让人家看出你是呆包啊！哦，来给你绑票勒索。
Otherwise, people might kidnap you.
哎，那第二个啊，哦，就是不要流连忘返哦，该放假的时候啊。就要赶快回家。
And don't stay there too long. When it is time, come home to visit your family.
哦，那第三个步啊，哦，就是啊，不要哦，涉入到政治啊。
And the third is don't get involved in politics.
哦，管他是红的、黄啊、蓝的、黄的、绿的，都没有关系啊。
Don't be too concerned about which party to go with.
哦，你呀、啊、就啊，专心做你自己的专业就好。
Just go there to do your business.
哦，那一没有是什么？
What is that one don't?
没有二奶呢，就是现在说没有小三呢。
Don't take another wife there.
哦，这个夫妻离开一久啊，感情难免啊就会受考验。
Because when husband and wife are separated for a long time, then their love for each other is tested.
哦啊、现在的哦这个女性啊，哦对自己的感情哦啊也很能够自主啊。
And nowadays, women are quite independent in their relationship.
哦，不再受这个传统的文化包袱的认同所束缚啊。
They're no longer bound by any traditional ideas of how women should behave.
哦，其实很多时候不但是女性哦，男性也是一样。
And the same applies to men.
我们都会受到传统文化啊、包袱的。这个束缚啊
，Some of us are still act according to how we are brought up traditionally.
哦，这个都考验着我们的婚姻、啊。
But our values are now greatly tested, and especially in our marriage. And because that affects our own families.
这个圣经里头这个撒母记上的第一章。
That's in the Bible, First Samuel.
哦，记载这个撒母耳的父母亲呢、啊。
It tells us about the parents of Samuel.
哦。啊，撒母的爸爸叫做以利加拿。
The father of Samuel was Elkanah.
啊，抱歉哦。他的爸爸娶了两个太太。
And he had two wives.
哦，那一个就是撒母的妈妈叫哈拿。
And one was the mother of Samuel, Hannah.
哦，那另外一个啊，就是哦，这个第二个老婆哈、哦，就叫做毕里拿。
And the other was the second wife.
哦，那爸爸为什么要娶两个太太
？So why would this man take two wives？
哦，其中一个原因就是因为啊，撒母耳的妈妈哈、哦、哈拿不会生小孩。
One reason was that his first wife Hannah could not bear children.
哦啊，所以啊，这个也成为哈、哦、这个他的先生啊以利加拿哈、哦、再娶一个妾。哦，毕尼拿的原因呢、啊、
？Therefore, Elkanah took another wife.
哦，那这个毕尼拿他有小孩。
And the second wife had children.
哦，那也因为哦如此啊，哦这个家庭啊就有了这个纷争啊。
But that brought conflict to the family.
哦，有了小孩的这个毕尼拿啊、因为。哦，他有小孩，所以他就轻看大老婆哈拿。
And because the second wife Penina had children, she despised the first wife Hannah.
哦，与他做对头啊。
And she became her adversary.
哦，让这个哈拿哦，成天心里很难过。
And she caused a lot of pain to Hannah.
哦，虽然她的丈夫很爱她。
Even though her husband loved her.
哦，甚至告诉她说啊，你有我不比有十个孩子还好吗
？He said to her, "Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?"
哦，但是仍然呢、啊，没办法 解决这个哈拿他心中的愁苦。
But the husband could not take away the sorrow in Hannah's heart.
这个家庭啊，在当时当然，他们允许多妻。
And there was allowed that a man can have more than one wife.
以利加拿也是明媒正娶，娶第二个太太。
And it was within Elkanah's legal rights to have two wives.
不像现在只允许一夫一妻。
But it's not like today where only one spouse is allowed.
但是小弟要强调的是人内在这个家庭里头的那个根本的问题。
But the point here is what the problem in this family, in this marriage.
就是夫妻之间那个爱情满足的问题啊。
But how full is the love between a husband and a wife?
我们先谈这个哈拿啦。
Let's take a look at Hannah first.
哈拿她拥有爱她的丈夫。
She had a husband who loved her.
她拥有丈夫的爱情。
She had the love of her husband.
但是她没有小孩。
But she had no children.
她没有办法被当时那个时代的文化传统所认同啊。
And she was not accepted by the society in those days.
没有小孩。
Because she had no children.
不会生蛋的老母鸡啊。
And she was barren.
那毕里拿。
And on the other hand, Polina.
她有小孩。
She had children.
她得到了社会文化传统的认同。
And she, through her children, she gained respect in society.
但是她却没有丈夫的爱。
But she did not have the love of her husband.
充其量她只是一个生育的工具而已。
And in one respect, she was only used to bear children.
是传宗接代这个产物下的牺牲品。
And she, in effect, sacrificed herself for their traditions.
再来我们看看这个男主角以利加拿。
What about the husband, Elkanah?
他夹在这个爱情跟传统这个社会传统文化认同的压力之下。
He was stuck between his love for his wife and also his responsibility to the tradition.
他没有能力来保护他心爱的哈拿免于这个社会传统舆论压力文化认同的侵害。
He was not able to take away the criticism that his wife could not bear children.
这个就是啊哈拿这个家庭以利加拿这个家庭的问题啊。
And this was the main problem in the house of Elkanah.
今天呢、也许传宗接代不是我们女性我们所面对的传统舆论社会文化的一个认同的压力。
Today, perhaps there is not as much pressure for a wife to bear children and have descendants.
但是我们还是必须要面对非常多的传统文化社会舆论的认同的压力。
But yet, there are pressures from other traditions that we live under.
比如说女性该不该出去工作。
One example, can a wife work?
还是要在家里相夫教子。
Or is she required to stay home and to, as a housewife?
这也经常想必是职业女性她们的两难之间呢。
And I believe many women are stuck between these two choices.
那还有其他很多种层面的这个问题啊。
There are also other levels of problems.
包含穿着打扮。
Including their attire.
包含甚至连讲话态度语气。该不该化妆这个都是
Whether a woman can put on makeup and how she speaks and how she carries herself.
其实不单是女性男性也一样。
Their requirements are not for women only, but for men also.
我们在婚姻在家庭生活同样也面对这个传统文化社会舆论的认同的压力。
Both men and women face the pressures from the norms expected of them.
所以很多人就在这种传统的文化认同压力下妥协了。
And people under such pressure will compromise.
哎，哪个男人不上酒家不交际应酬的？
So if other men can go to the bars and have more than one woman,
哎，要当一个成功的企业家就必须要这样子。
If that is required to gain additional business,
哦，这个妻不如妾，妾不如哦，妾不如偷了啊，哦，不如这个小三了啊，哦。
Then I might as well go along.
哎，所以很多哦，这种社会传统哦偏差的这个认同啊，都是影响我们婚姻生活、家庭生活最主要的哦，这个啊外在的力量。
So when we go along with the trend of the world, then that will negatively affect our family.
哦，当然夫妻。家庭呢的问题也不只是夫妻两方面而已。
And the relationship in the house is not only between the husband and the wife.
哦，借着家庭而产生的就是我们的儿女下一代哦。
Also, their children and are involved in the family.
哦，亲子之间的冲突也是哦，冲击着现在这个家庭婚姻最大的问题啊。
And our children are often a source of conflict in our marriage.
哦，有人说。现今的这个下一代啊，是最幸福的，也是最不幸的。
And as the people claim that this generation is the luckiest and the unluckiest.
哦，幸福的是他们在物质生活上哦，他们呢享受空前未有的丰盛。
They're luckiest because they enjoy an abundance of materials. And enjoyments that people never had before.
哦，不像我们上一代的长辈们饱经战乱之苦啊，在物质缺乏这个哦当中来求生存。
And children today do not have to fight for survival and never endure any wars like the last generation.
哦，但是也有人说他们是最不幸的下一代。
But they are also the unluckiest.
哦，因为他们要面对啊，哦越来越哦越严苛的。这个环境哦，以及竞争的压力。
Because they face a lot of pressure and competition.
哦所以啊，有很多哦，这个年轻的下一代哦，不知道为何而生存。
Many young people today do not know what they live for.
哦他们呢虽然拥有很高的这个理想。
Although they have ideals.
啊，但是啊，他们往往拥有的是啊。哦，是很低的工作跟学习的意愿。
But they end up getting low paying jobs and they are not willing to improve themselves.
哦，最常讲的就是我不知道。
And the kids today like to say I don't know.
你问他任何事情，他都是回答你我不知道。
And that's the typical answer, no matter what you ask them.
你将来想要做什么？我不知道。
What do you want to be when you grow up? I don't know.
你最喜欢的是什么？我不知道。
What do you like the most? I don't know.
哦，这也难怪，因为一切都是父母亲已经安排好了。
And sometimes it is because the parents have planned everything for them.
哦，所以他们是最幸福的一代，也是最悲哀的一代。
So they are at the same time the luckiest and the unluckiest generation.
哦，不但他们在家庭里头面对承受如此的压力。
Not only do kids today face such pressure in the family.
哦，在家庭以外。
And outside of the family.
哦，这个色情、毒品、暴力，哦，不断的啊，冲击着他们的生命。
They face temptations from drugs, pornography, and violence.
哦，所以啊，哦，这就是我们现今我们的家庭、我们的婚姻所要面对的难题。
These are great problems facing our family and our marriage.
哦，所以我们就如同耶稣所参加的那一场。婚礼的婚宴上遇到酒用尽了。
So these problems are like the problems during the wedding banquet that Jesus attended when the wine ran out.
哎，这些婚姻、这些家庭的难题，让我们对家庭、对婚姻失去了光彩。
And so this these problems take away the goodness in our marriage.
哦，甚至啊，我们不抱希望。
And it causes us to lose hope.
哦，所以越来越多的人呐，不想结婚了。
So more and more people don't want to get married.
哦，因为对婚姻不相信。
Because they do not believe in marriage.
对家庭不信任。
They do not believe in having a family.
哦，如同啊， 酒用尽的一个婚宴一样。
Because they feel that their wine had run out.
这就是我们活生生的人生，我们的家庭，我们的婚姻。
This is the real life in our marriage and our family.
那怎么办呢？
Then what shall we do?
哦，还好主耶稣啊，参加了这场婚礼啊。
It was a good thing that Jesus attended this wedding banquet.
哦，耶稣的啊肉身的母亲玛利亚，把这样的一个难题啊，把这样的一个信息告诉了耶稣啊。
And his mother told him the news.
哦，耶稣回答他母亲说啊，我说我的时候还没有到啊。
But Jesus replied, "My time had not yet come."
哦，主耶稣啊，帮助我们每一个人。
The Lord Jesus helps every one of us.
哦，当我们啊需要他的时候
，whenever we need him.
哦啊，他的时候总是留给我们了、啊。
And he will have time for us.
哦，他等候着我们。
He is waiting for us.
哦，不是我们在等他。
We are not waiting for him.
耶稣的时候啊，总是等着我们呢、啊。
He always has time to wait for us.
等着我们愿意把难题交给他。
He's waiting for us to bring our problems to him.
等着我们愿意啊，敞开我们的心门，把我们的难题告诉他。
He is waiting for us to open our heart to tell him our problems.
哦，所以他的母亲啊，玛利亚告诉哦，当时这个筵席的这些工作人员呐、啊，说等一下哦，耶稣告诉你们什么，你们就照着做吧。
And so his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you."
哎，今天呐、啊，主耶稣要怎么帮助我们？ Yeah, 我们不知道。
We don't know how the Lord Jesus will help us today.
哦，但是啊，我们唯一晓得的是，只要我们照着耶稣所指示我们的方法去做。
But one thing we do know is that if we do whatever he tells us to do,
我们的难题啊就能够解决了。
Then our problem will surely be solved.
我们的难关就可以度过去了。
We will overcome our obstacles.
哦，很多时候我们总是抱着我们自己的主观啊，我们的想法哦，来啊，来求这个。我们的主耶稣啊
But often we pray to God having our own ideas on the solution.
啊，主啊，你要照着这个方法，主啊，你要借着那个方式。
Oh, Lord, please do it this way or do it let this happen.
哦，以赛亚书的55章第8节那边告诉我们
Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 tells us.
哦，说神的意念高过人的意念。
The heart of God is higher than the heart of man.
哦，神的道路高过人的道路啊。
And his way is higher than the way of man.
哦，所以神要给我们才是最好的。
What God wants to give us is better than what we can imagine.
哦，胜过超过甚至超过我们所望所求的啦。
It surpasses our imagination.
在东岸哦，有一对夫妻啊，哦，一对朋友。
There's a couple in the East Coast.
哦，他因为啊小孩子吸毒的问题哦，让他的家庭啊濒临到破碎的边缘。
Because their children have problems with drug abuse, there was no peace in the family.
哦，他去告诉他们的啊教会的牧师啊。
So they went to the pastor of the church.
哦，我该怎么办
？What should I do?
哦，老牧师告诉他报警。
And the pastor told them to call the police.
哦，我就是不想让我的小孩有记录啊，才来找你啊。
They said I don't want him to have a record. That's why I came to ask you.
哎，牧师告诉他说啊，除了报警没有其他方法。你不知道毒品的可怕。
But the minister told them if you don't know, there's no other way. Do you know how terrible drugs are?
哦，我知道啊，因为我的孩子也曾经被毒品捆绑。
And he said, I know because my own child had also suffered the same problem.
哦，所以后来啊，啊这对夫妻啊，透过哦他的一个同学啊，啊就是我们教会的一个弟兄啊。哎，找到我们教会来了。
So this couple later was introduced to our church.
哎，当时Vudi 传道哈、哦，也刚好在东岸啊协助工作。
And at that time, Pastor Vudi was there helping out.
好、哦，当他们知道 Vudi 传道啊，哎，是这个哦社会工作者哦，哎，专门在辅导就是啊家庭的，哇，这个对 Vudi 传道抱着很大的希望。
And when they learned that he had experience as a social worker, they placed great hope on him.
哦，那 成天呐、啊、打电话啊，要福地传道哦，提供他们意见。
And they called him very often to try to seek his advice.
哦，照着这个辅导学啦、心理学啦啊，来哦来帮助他的小孩。
They try to find ways to help their child with therapy and counseling.
哦，福地传道只告诉他一个方法。
But Pastor Vudi told them there is only one way.
为你的小孩祷告。
Pray for your child.
哦。祷告，祷告，我每天都在祷告啊。
And they say, I pray every day.
没有用啊。
It's of no use.
啊啊，你有没有其他的方法除了祷告之外
？Do you have any other way except for prayer?
哦，没有，除了祷告、
no.
还是祷告。
Except for prayer, there is no other way.
而且啊，你要到神的教会来祷告。
And you have to pray to God in His church.
哎，你要用啊这个神的圣灵来祷告。
You have to pray in God's Holy Spirit.
哦，这个啊是这对夫妻所没有兴趣的。
But they were not interested in that.
哦，因为我们啊的弟兄每次啊在布道会邀请这对夫妻来啊。
And our brother invited them to church again.
哦，每当我们呢、啊。在祈求圣灵的时候啊
，Whenever we pray for the Holy Spirit，
哦，他们总是、啊、用一吐啊啊不屑的态度啊，甚至啊就干脆离开到外面去了。
They have showed a disdain for our prayer, and they would often leave the building.
因为那个是他们所不明白也不愿意接受的部分。
Because they do not understand and they refuse to accept.
哦，如同啊啊在这边，耶稣的肉身母亲玛利亚哦吩咐这些。啊、工作人员、啊、耶稣叫你们怎么做你们、啊、不要问为什么照着做就对了
But here the mother of Jesus said to the servants Do whatever he tells you And there's no need for questions or doubts、
哦、所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹、所邀请来的这些亲戚朋友们、哦、
Brothers and sisters and friends、
啊、小弟不晓得说、你现在是不是、哦、遭遇到、哦、你人生当中没有办法逾越的难关啊，跟这个问题啊。
I don't know if you are encountering any problems that you cannot solve by yourself.
哦，但是啊，啊，我们呢、啊，啊，应该把我们自己的主观成见，甚至是偏见，我们暂时放到一边去。
But let us set aside our opinions and preconceived notions.
我们让主耶稣来带领我们。
Let the Lord Jesus Christ lead us.
哦，他了解我们，比我们自己了解自己。更加的了解
He knows us better than we know ourselves.
因为他是造我们灵魂体的神啊。
Because he is the God who created our flesh, our spirit, and our soul.
所以我们如果愿意啊，来顺从他的带领。
If we are willing to submit to his guidance.
哦，无论我们什么难关，我们什么问题。
And whatever problems we are facing.
哦，他会给我们最满意的答案。
He will give us the best answer.
哦，那耶稣啊。就告诉这些工作人员说啊，哦，你们啊，去井里头打水，把门口啊那些洗脚用的那个石缸哦，把它们装满水。
And Jesus commanded the servants to take to take water and fill it into the jars that are used to wash hands.
哎，六口石缸。
There were six water jars.
哦，每一口啊可以装两三桶水。
Each holding 20 to 30 gallons.
哎，那就要装18桶水啦。
And it takes 18 buckets of water to fill each jar.
不是像现在哦，这个水龙头一打开就有水了哦。
It wasn't as easy for them. They could not turn on a faucet to fill the jar.
他们要走到井旁一桶。一桶的打上来
They had to go to the well and drop one bucket at a time.
哦，但是他们呢、啊、也没有问耶稣啊，为什么要做这个事情
？But the servants did not ask Jesus why.
哦，有客人要来吗
？Are there more guests coming?
哦，因为客人来要洗脚啊。
Why or otherwise why would you need to fill water for them to wash their hands and feet?
那还有啊，现在啊这个婚礼上缺少的是酒。不是洗脚水啊
And what we lack ran out is wine, not water to wash feet.
哎，但是没有人问耶稣。
But the servants did not ask questions.
他们照着做就是了。
They did whatever he told them.
他们把他们自己的主观、他们的成见甚至偏见呢、啊，都放到一边去了。
They set aside their doubts and their ideas.
哦，他们呢、啊、就照着做。
They did whatever he said.
哎，等到水打满了。
So when they filled all the jars with water.
耶稣说、啊、你把这个水、哦啊、舀出来送去给管筵席的。
And Jesus said, draw some water out and take it to the master of the banquet.
Oh, 这个不简单耶。
That's not an easy thing to do.
Hey, 你是不是要我们去挨骂？
Was Jesus trying to get them in trouble?
人家是没有酒耶。
They ran out of wine.
哦，叫我们拿这个洗脚水去代替酒。
But you are asking us to bring water for foot washing to the master of the banquet to drink.
至少是以茶代酒，不是用洗脚水来代酒。
How can you do such a thing?
但是他们还是很顺从啊。
But they submitted.
啊，没有问其他的原因。
They did not ask for a reason.
就照着做了。
They did whatever he told them.
哎，哦，在旧约圣经啊。
In the Old Testament.
哦，记载这哦，这个当时以色列的这个对头哦，以色列国的这个敌人呐、啊，哦，亚兰国有一个很厉害的元帅叫乃曼。
There was a general who was a rival of Israelites. His name was Naaman.
哦，他是啊，百战百胜的常胜将军。
And he was victorious in battle.
哦，连啊他们的国王啊，看到他啊，都要起立哦，尊敬他三分呢、啊。
Even his king has to rise in his presence.
哦，那这个啊，这样的一个乃曼将军呢、啊？啊，美中不足的就是他有麻风病。
But such a great general Naaman suffered from leprosy.
哦，真的让人家哈、哦、啊，这个敬他三分哦啊，看他远远的来啊，就赶快躲开了，因为味道真不好闻。
I'm sure they feared him and they did not want to be near him. Maybe he didn't even smell good because of his disease.
也让这个乃曼将军哦。他的这个威风啊，啊，顿时都没有了。
It probably he caused him to lose some respect among the people.
哦，所以有一次啊，啊，听到哦，他所抓来给他太太当啊仆婢的这个以色列的一个小女子啊，告诉他们。
And one day, a servant girl that they had captured from Israel told him.
哦，说以色列有神的先知啊，可以治好他的麻风病。
In Israel, there is a prophet of God that who could heal him.
哎，于是啊，哦，他就跟自己的国王。哦，报告啊，这国王啊，哦，这个写了一封信啊，并且带着礼物啊，就到以色列国来了。
So he took his request to his king, and his king wrote a letter to the prophet, and he took it along with gifts to the prophet.
哦，用这个超级强国、战胜国的态势啊，要以色列王哦啊想办法。哦、叫先知、啊、治好他的麻风病。
He came as the master, the victor, to the king of Israel to command him to to have the prophet heal him.、
哦、后来神的先知、啊、以利沙知道、哦、就叫他、啊、到以利沙的这个家里、啊、来找他了。
So when the prophet of God, Elisha, learned of the news, he asked the general to come to his house.
哦，当乃曼元帅啊，浩浩荡荡一行人啊，来到以利沙的家。
So the great general Naaman took all his troops to the house of the prophet.
哦，他想啊，哦，你们的国王啊，看到我啊，啊，都要哦，都要起立啊，要让我啊，哦，那你这一个、啊、小老百姓啊，理当就是应该哦。跪在门口啊，来迎接我才对啊。
Since the king even stood up in his presence, the general Naaman fully expected Elisha to come out to greet him and bow before him.
哦，然后啊，在我这个哦啊麻风的伤口上哦啊这个祈祷啦、摇手啦、啊做法啦，来医治我啊。
And perhaps pray to God right there, do some magic to heal him.
哦，这个是乃曼元帅。他的主观的认知、啊、
That was due to his preconceived notion.
但没想到、哦、实际上跟他的认知、啊、却有很大的差距。
But what actually took place was completely different.
哎，哦，当他到了这个以利沙先知以利沙的门口
，When he came to the house of Elisha.
哦，他没有看到以利沙。
The prophet was not there to greet him.
哦，只有他的一个仆人呐、啊。哦，以利沙啊、哦，先知的仆人在那边等。
Instead, the prophet sent his servant to meet the general.
哎，告诉这个乃曼元帅说啊，我老师说哈、哦，你到这个约旦河去洗澡洗七次就好了。
And said to him, my teacher said, go to the river Jordan and bathe yourself seven times, and you will be well.
哇、哦，以利沙先啊，这个乃曼元帅啊，一听啊，哦，差一点呐、啊，哦，没有发脾气啊、哦。
The general Naaman almost grew furious.
Hey, 我大老远的来，
He had traveled a great distance.
叫我到这个你们的小约旦河去洗澡。
But he was told to go bathe himself in this little river Jordan.
要洗啊，我在我们亚兰国那个大的亚巴纳河洗还不好就可以了。
There were great rivers in his home country that he could have bathed in.
更何况说你好大胆，竟然不出来。
And how dare the prophet disrespect him this way?
一气之下，想要甩头就走啊。
So he turned around to and left.
这个时候，他的一个仆人就劝他了。
But his servant said to him,
如果今天先知告诉您要去做一件很难办得到的事情才能得医治。
If the prophet has said, ask you to do something difficult in order to be healed.
要到月亮上去摘仙桃。
If they ask, he asks you to go to the moon.
你还不是要照做。
Wouldn't you have done it?
更何况说这么简单的事情你为什么不要呢?
But he asks you to do something so simple. Why would you, give up?
莱曼元帅想一想也对啊。
So he thought about it and he agreed.
所以他就照做了。
And he did what the prophet said.
果然如同神的先知以利沙所说的，他的麻风病马上就得到医治了。
And after he bathed himself seven times, as the prophet of God said, he was healed.
所以很多时候能够让我们蒙恩的，其实就是我们自己必须把我们的成见、主观、偏见先拿到一边呢。
So the key to us receiving blessing from God is to set aside our own opinions.
让我们成为一个虚心的人。
Let's humble ourselves.
因为虚心，我们才能够见神的面呢。
Because those who are meek in spirit shall see God.
一个空杯子才能够倒入任何的液体啊。
A cup has to be empty in order to be filled.
如果你的杯子已经满满的
，If the cup is already filled with something,
再好的香醇美酒也没有办法倒进去。
Then it cannot be filled with better wine.
所以我们要蒙恩。
So if we want to receive great blessings,
我们要得帮助。
If we want to ask God for help,
关键还是在于我们自己的观念。
The key is in our own ideas.
小弟也曾经见证过在这个纽约教会有一对夫妻他们来美国留学念博士。
There's a couple in New York who went to New York to study.
后来他的先生染上了这个不知名的病菌引发的脑膜炎呢。
And a husband had gotten sick with meningitis.
在举目无亲之下。
But they were alone in a foreign land.
后来透过他台湾的亲戚联络到我们的教会。
And they were introduced to our church through their relative.
当小弟赶到医院的加护病房去探望他。
When I rushed to the hospital to visit them.
他太太眼角还流着眼泪握着我的手。
The wife held my hand tightly with tears in her eyes.
你们终于来了。
And said, you finally came.
如果你们能做什么就尽量做吧。
Please do whatever you can for him.
当小弟用灵言祷告，用圣灵祷告，为他先生祷告按手。
So I started to pray in tongues and of the Holy Spirit and laid hands on him.
我可以感觉到他愣在一旁。
And I could feel that the wife tensed in surprise.
事后他告诉小弟。
And later she told me.
我想以为来的什么大法师结果怎么来的跟我们这个家乡的庙里面的鸡童一样
I thought you were a man of power, but you act no different than the sorcerers than we had at home.
来的一个搞迷信的。
Are you simply like any other sorcerers?
能够治我的先生的病吗？
Can you heal my husband?
医生都找不出原因来。
The doctors cannot cure him.
我的先生的器官所有的器官一个一个的 shut down 失去功能。
And every one of his organs is failing.
我还以为说我的亲戚为我找来了一个怎么法师来帮助。
I thought my relative had found a great master to cure him.
但是当他做太太的，为了救他先生的生命放下他一切的成见，放下他的主观，放下他的偏见。
But in order to save her husband, she set aside whatever she believed.
他们是这个科技的精英他们所研究的 所攻读的这个博士学位，就是现在最热门的生化科技。
And they were very highly educated in biotechnology.
扮演着神的角色，排列这个 DNA。
They acted as though they were gods because they were able to manipulate DNA.
但是呢，却没有办法救她的先生。
But she could not save her husband.
所以唯有她把这一些通通拿掉之后。
But she was willing to set aside any of her education and her ideas.
照着圣经主耶稣的教导。
She submitted and she did whatever the Bible said.
借着读她的话语。
She read the word of God.
得到了安慰。
She gained comfort.
得到了平静跟安稳的力量。
And she received comfort and strength.
面对着医生接踵而来所告诉她的不好的消息。
And she faced bad news one after another from the doctor.
再来借着圣经耶稣的应许就是圣灵的领受跟帮助。
And she read in the Bible that the Lord Jesus promised the Holy Spirit for everyone.
她跟神连上线了。
So she was able to establish a relationship with God.
这是她过去不断的否认、不断的否定的。
It was the same God that she continued had denied in the past.
过去高举的科学万能。
Because she believed in science.
人定胜天。
She believed that people can be better than God.
现在这一些的迷信被打破了。
But she had broken through her beliefs.
她知道真的有神。
She learned that there is God.
神才能帮助她。
And only God could help her.
就在这个时候，神的能力就彰显出来。
And in that moment, God showed his power.
就好像这里这些仆人们把水这洗脚水所变成的酒拿去给管筵席的。
Just as Jesus showed his power when the servants took the water for foot washing to the master of the banquet.
这管筵席的一尝好酒。
When the master tasted the water, it had became great, wonderful wine.
把新郎找来了。
And he called the bridegroom to him.
你怎么把好酒放到现在才拿出来
And said, how can you save the good wine until now?
人家都事先把好酒摆出来。
Usually people will bring out the choice wine first.
所谓的插花要插在前面嘛。
You have to let them enjoy the best first.
那你怎么把好酒留到现在才拿出来。
How could you have left the choice one until now?
主耶稣所给他的帮助比他之前处心积虑用心准备的酒更好。
When Jesus helped them, it was better than anything they prepared for themselves.
今天主耶稣要给我们的帮助。
And today Jesus will help us.
是给我们的平安。
He will grant us peace.
生命的喜乐。
He will give us joy in life.
更胜于之前我们对家庭、对婚姻的经营跟投入。
And what He gives us is better than what we can do to manage our families and provide for our families.
就像这里所说的。这个喝酒点暗地好酒是在瓮底下的啦。
As here, the good wine was saved for last.
让这一场原本失去光彩的婚礼重新得到这个祝福，并且更胜于之前。
And so Jesus brought back the joy and the blessing to this wedding feast, and it was better than before.
更有荣耀。
And it was more glorious than before.
所以后来这一对夫妻他们得到神的恩典。
So these newlyweds received the blessings from God.
不但他先生的病得到医治了。
So the husband that was sick.Was healed by God.
他们的人生观、价值观整个彻底的改变。
And they changed their life values.
而不再只是局限在科学的领域而已。
They were no longer bound by what they believed in science.
这是神给他们特别的祝福。
And this was a best blessing that God had given them.
所以我们亲爱的朋友、亲戚们
，Dear family and friends,
认识耶稣
，To know Jesus,
是我们一生。最美的祝福。
It's the most beautiful blessing we can have.
愿我们都能够领受这样的祝福。
May we all are willing to receive such a blessing.
因为他是奇妙的主。
Because he is the wonderful Savior.
全能的神。
He is the Almighty God.
来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
492首。
492.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们现在要来祷告。
And now we will kneel down and pray together.
祷告也是我们领受体验神恩典存在最好的一个方法。
And prayer is the best way to experience the blessings of God and to experience God Himself.
尤其当我们领受了耶稣所应许的圣灵。
When we receive the promised Holy Spirit from our Lord Jesus Christ.
如同使徒行传第二章早期的这些圣徒们他们的体验一样。
As the apostles had received the Holy Spirit recorded in Acts chapter 2.
身体震动。
They were, when they received the Holy Spirit, they, their bodies were moved.
嘴里说出听不懂的话来。
And they began to pray in an unknown spiritual tongue.
但是在灵里头是在诉说神的作为。
And in the spirit, they are telling of the wonderful works of God.
当神开启了人的耳朵，我们就能够晓得。
And if God opens our ears, we would understand the spiritual tongue.
心里充满着喜乐。
And our hearts will be filled with joy.
但是意识是清醒的。
And but our mind remains clear.
能够清清楚楚地明白神存在的真实性。
And it is clear so that we can understand the existence of God.
所以我们亲爱的朋友主内的亲戚我们像刚刚小弟所分享的，我们把我们的主观、我们的成见、偏见暂时摆一旁。
So, dear friends, if we set aside any preconceived notions,
我们一起同心跪下来祷告。
If we kneel down and pray together,
在神的面前来祈求他来帮助我们，帮助我们的婚姻，帮助我们的家庭。
Before God, let us ask Him to help us in our family and in our marriage.
那我们必能够拥有更美好的。这个人生啊。
And surely, he will give us a better life.
更美的祝福。
And most beautiful blessing.
那如果你愿意接受按手帮助祷告，你可以到前面来。
And if you like to receive the laying of hands, and please come to the front to pray.
教会的长执跟传道要为我们按手帮助祷告。
And ministers of the church can lay hands on you to help you to pray.
那我们一起跪下来，第一句我们一起同诵奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
When we kneel down to pray, we begin our prayer by saying, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray."
然后我们反复的称颂神的名，哈利路亚，赞美耶稣。
And then we can praise God by repeating, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord."
结束祷告的时候，我们说阿门。
And when we conclude the prayer, we say, "Amen."
表示我们的祈祷都是真实真诚的。
The word "Amen" means that everything we prayed was true.
我们现在就一起同心来祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.